G4GIQ. Well, there are some apps out there you may or may not be familiar with. One of them I have is called ISS Spotter, and that way you can actually spot it, and it tells you when it's coming up above the horizon and the pass and everything else. And obviously there's one for NASA that you can link into it, open it up, and find the ISS tracking on that. Then I have another one that's called SkyView that you can go into it and put as a search engine on that particular planet or, you know, ISS, whatever, and it'll show you the path and somewhat the time. But the one I like the best is the ISS Spotter. It's an app made for the ISS, so that's the one I think I used when I was able to get into the repeater when it went over and contact those three different other stations. And the summer, that same summer, I heard the astronaut on the radio, tried to throw my call sign up, and it may have gotten up there, but there's so many people that they have to pick somebody to come back to. And one of the guys in Berkeley, he came back to the guy in Berkeley, I know, and acknowledged his call sign, and they exchanged that, and he got a QSO card for contact him. And you know you're getting them when they tell you your call sign, and welcome to the ISS. That means they acknowledge you. So, man, I would like to do that once before I die. Back to you.